Okay, we're back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and Mona Russo is my co-host today with her dear friend, Shirley Dawkin. And I know you two are chatting, so you have some agenda planned, but no, which is fine. We'll get to your agenda. I do, and after you guys speak, I want to hear about reflections.
Oh, my book.
Yes,
book,
yes, but we'll talk about that next. You, whatever you two were talking about that you wanted to bring up, Mona.
Well, that's one of the things that she was talking
about. Oh, okay, okay.
I have a book of poetry, and it's Life's Journey. The poem's dedicated to Life's Journey. And
now, these are poems you collected or you wrote?
Poems I wrote.
Oh, wow, okay.
They're my poems that I wrote. And Mona attended a program at the Westbury Library where I read some of my poetry.
Okay.
I also...
That's how you guys met?
No. I knew her before, but the program that she presented, this lady cried. It was so overwhelming to me and beautifully presented. Not one thing was misstepped. She finited it to everything. She is truly a Renaissance woman.
Thank you, Mona. most of the people that were there really felt pretty much the way you did. It was a program of history and culture.
Okay.
I talk about African-American inventors. I talked about African-American women achievements against the odds.
Mm-hmm.
And I did some of my poetry. But in between, I had the Hempstead Community Choir.
They sang
a cappella. And I also had a young lady that attends my church who did praise dance for us. So it was a well-rounded program. And we got a lot of accolades for it. And the choir has gotten several engagements as a result of it.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Mona wants to jump in. Yeah.
I would hope this program would be presented on a larger scale. It was just an amazing program. No matter what your color is, no matter what your creed is, it is an I can do it program. And it's very inspirational.
Well, one of the things that I talked about in that program was a Dr. Charles Drew. Dr. Charles Drew invented blood plasma. He was the first director of the American Red Cross. And it's something that he traveled to Germany, to England. They all wanted him. And unfortunately, he died in a car accident. He had a car accident. And due to loss of blood, and some say, he was not admitted to the local hospital because of his color. So he did not get the blood that he needed, although he was the one who invented blood and how to store blood, not only for America, but for the world at large. And I would suggest that anyone who is interested, they could look up Dr. Charles Drew on the internet, and they will confirm what I've just said.
That's amazing.
Yes.
There's a show on, I think it's Cinema or Cinemax, Knickerbocker, Knickerbocker, which is about a hospital in the city. You know, Rebecca knows it. Mm-hmm. And I don't have it anymore, but anyway, the first season, and that's what they did. They brought on this black doctor. I think he was from England.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like this story. And he was a genius and inventing things in the basement because they wouldn't let him upstairs, and bringing all the black members of the neighborhood in through the basement because they had to go to a lesser. The Knickerbocker was downtown Manhattan.
Right.
I don't know what it was name changed to, but that's, you know. But, I mean, that kind of thing where he said people are dying, but they had to go, you know, wherever they were supposed to go. They had to, and he started bringing them into the basement, and then something happened to him, and I didn't see the continuation of the series. Mm-hmm. But those are the kind of stories that you'll look back and say how sick,
yes,
that you can lose a life. Mm-hmm. Everybody dies, but not because of a reason like that.
Right.
You know, whether you're contributing and, as much and, as he did
and,
or not.
And lack of the same thing that he invented,
right,
and was able to teach the world to store, and then
lack of human decency.
Could not have it.
Yeah, wow.
So, yes.
Go ahead, Mona.
I would hope that our world truly becomes colorblind, and we truly got to know all different people. I know it may not be in my life yet, but we're progressing, and we have so much more to do.
Just, you know, in my opinion, each generation is making dramatic strides. I mean, mm-hmm, when you look at some movies, I was looking at a movie again, going back to a movie about a month or two ago, and I don't remember who was in it, but it was about down south. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying, my God, they get crazy about the Middle East, you know, and what's going on over there. And in the 50s, it went on, you know, a car ride away, technically, a long car ride away, but nevertheless, a car ride away in Mississippi. And it was a famous person, whatever, in it. Mm-hmm. That it's like, yeah, you look and you kind of cringe saying, how did they do this to people? But they did.
John, look, yeah, at our children now, and look at our intermarriages.
Oh, yeah, no, I agree.
It's not only a black and white world. It's a world for all people.
Right, right.
And that, to me, I've been not instilled in that. I always use a funny expression. I grewed myself up. My parents were immigrant.
Right, right.
But I always had respect and wanted to know more about people. And we've got to know more about people. We should be out of those ages.
Unfortunately, it's going to take a long time.
Mm-hmm. But if we get there to some extent,
we're getting there.
We're
getting there a little at a time, but some of the same atrocities that you saw in that movie, they're still happening today.
Absolutely.
In very many parts of our country. It's unfortunate, but it's real.
Yeah, no, I agree with you 100%.
It's unfortunate, but it's real. But we have to focus on what is good and what is right, and not let those things deter us in any way whatsoever. We just have to be positive.
Yeah, I do different seminars around the town for different things,
yeah,
and not in reference to this, but the one thing I leave people is when I'm bringing up a bad point, it's just a flag. It doesn't mean everybody is bad.
Absolutely.
And today there's a lot more people that are merging and working together, but that doesn't mean, I agree with you, they're not all, mm-hmm, are, and even some that are working with us, deep down.
Right. It's them. And we know it, but that's okay, too.
Right, right, right.
But we don't let that affect us in any way.
You can't. I mean, you can't. I mean, it just...
We've always told our children that. You've got to focus on what's good for you and do for your community. You never, ever, ever neglect the community that you live in and work with.
Going back to that family I know who said fooling around about sewing buttons,
mm-hmm,
and they were in the garment industry. And they were Jewish. And the father, one day, very good man and very accepting of everybody, took his daughter, who was Jewish, up to Harlem,
mm-hmm,
and said, do you see those people? You know what the difference is between them and you? You can hide.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because everybody was against the Jews, too. And it was like,
right,
you can hide.
Mm-hmm.
They,
mm-hmm,
can't. And then drove her home and,
yeah,
said, keep that in the back of your mind.
Mm-hmm.
When you respect people... You know, and it was like, whoa, mm-hmm, what a statement to make, but it's the truth. And I say, you know, you're hoping it keeps going forward, and just in my life, I see a difference.
Right.
But, you, yeah, know, like you're saying, it's 100, I'm seeing the difference, you got to feel the difference for it to be reality.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And since I'm not a sweet young thing anymore.
You're still a sweet thing.
I play my role anyway. I tease my children all the time. What can I tell you?
I don't know if we have the time.
Yeah, we do. Let's keep going.
I would just like, Shirley, I can't help it.
What's that, dear?
You must tell them what your children do. Do it for me.
Oh.
Do it for me.
Well... My oldest child is a female, my daughter. She's a judge for the city of New York, criminal justice judge. My middle child is a guidance counselor at the Long Beach School District, and she's also a professor. She teaches an adjunct in counseling. And my son is a doctor. He's an ER doctor that specializes in trauma. So God has blessed us.
So you don't feel bad that your kids didn't do anything with their lives.
Right. They had to. My husband was a strict disciplinarian.
Wow, that's tremendous. Yeah, it really is. Yeah, I mean, that's
and
the...
So, and they've all...
And they are because you were.
Yeah.
You see, I mean, it came from you and your husband.
I'm grateful.
You know, that's tremendous. It really is. We only have a minute. And just to end, the Sojourner... Am I saying it? Sojourner?
Sojourner Truth.
Truth Award?
Yes, I got the Sojourner Truth from the Business and Professional Women. That's the highest award that they give every year. They give maybe about four or five awards, but the Sojourner Truth is a special award. And I don't know if you know about Sojourner Truth, but Sojourner Truth was a very outspoken African-American woman who fought for women's rights, not only African-American women's rights. So one of these days, check out Sojourner
Truth. Okay, yeah, because you had a double whammy.
Yes.
You know, being the woman on top didn't help your cause.
Yes.
Terrific. Please keep us up to date if there's going to be a Reflections program. I'd love to go to it, especially with Mona being the PR for it.
Absolutely.
Well, I want to thank you for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. We've been here with Shirley Dawkin, who honestly Darkay. Just had...
It's Darkay. I didn't want to correct you in the middle.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's pronounced Darkay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Darkay. I do apologize for that. I was going by this little mark. Mm-hmm. Who really has had a tremendous life, but more importantly... As far as I'm concerned, a tremendous impact on people. Mona being one, and kids, and your own three children. Mm-hmm. And obviously, I'm sure the list goes on. And it's been a pleasure to meet you. You've been listening to Project Independence and You on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. And we're going to be having Shirley on at some point, or definitely going to her performance. Thank you.
Thank you very much.